Brother Eddie said he felt great relief.
刚才弟兄说他感到了一个极大的释放。
I'll tell you, there's a couple of brothers in this room that don't feel great relief yet.
我要告诉你，在我们中间还有两个弟兄还没有释放。
Maybe come Saturday and Sunday, Brother Godwin and I will feel a great relief.
也许到了星期六或者主日的时候，孙弟兄和我们才能觉得有释放。
But I do agree with my brother, it's a wonderful thing to be together in the house of the Lord.
但是我必须要同意我们的弟兄，我们能够在主的面前，我们实在是很奇妙的一件事情。
You know, to see real people as opposed to just watching faces on a camera.
我们可以面对面的看见真人，而不是只是在屏幕上面看见彼此。
Really thankful how the Lord granted you brothers the grace to prepare for this time and the wisdom to be able to handle it.
我们实在感谢主给你们这些弟兄们这样的有智慧，能够来预备这样的一个特会。
So as we start, can we turn to Psalm 50?
我们开始以前，我们先来翻到诗篇五十篇。
Psalm 50 verse 5.
诗篇五十篇第五节。
I have to get used to being in this cage.
I'll be
like, I'm hitting here and I'm hitting here. Oh.
我必须来习惯在这个好像这个小笼子里面。
I can tell the brothers that designed this were a little smaller than me.
我觉得我们弟兄设计的时候可能觉得设计的比我要小一点。
I don't know what you would do if you had Dana come here.
我们不知道当 Dana 如果来的话，我们他会怎么样。
Psalm 50 verse 5.
诗篇五十篇第五节。
Gather my godly ones to me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice.
说招聚我的圣民到我这里来，就是那些用祭物与我立约的人。
Gather my godly ones to me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice.
招聚我的圣民到我这里来，就是那些用祭物与我立约之人。
Let's have another word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Lord, we do rejoice to be together in your presence.
主，我们在你面前，我们一起能够欢喜和快乐。
Lord, we're thankful that you are the one that has set this time apart.
我们感谢你，因为你为把这个时间分别为圣。
And Lord, in you, there's always a fullness of provision.
因为在你那里有完全的、完备的供应。
And so, Lord, we open our hearts to the fullness of all that you desire to do this afternoon.
当我们打开我们的心，向着你向我们所要做的这一切。
Lord, we want to be those that are sitting at your feet to hear your voice.
我们愿意成为那坐在你脚前来听你话语的那些人。
We recognize the crisis, the atmosphere, the conflict of the days we're living in.
我们知道基督是在我们这里面我们所处的这个环境和这个冲突的里面。
And as we look, as Peter looked, Lord, you alone have those words of eternal life.
当彼得像彼得那样说在你有永生我们还去跟谁跟从谁呢
So we yield ourselves to you in Jesus' name.
所以我们在你的面前我们用奉基督的名祷告。
Now, this last couple of years has been a great trial for everybody.
我想过去的两年对我们每个人都是一个极大的试炼。
You know, and as we're in the process, it looks like we're somewhat toward the end of this, even though there's a current flare-up.
我们在现在好像要从疫情里面走出来现在但是看见又有了一些反复。
I think the Lord has a great call for us in this hour.
我觉得主在这个时代向我们有一个极大的一个呼召。
And that's why that verse that I just read out of the Psalm really touched my heart.
就是为什么我们刚才读的诗篇的那节经文就是如何的摸着我的心。
After being separated and isolated away from each other for so long,
我们彼此分隔这么久。
The Lord has this call, gather my godly ones unto me.
我们的主有这样的一个呼召就是说要召聚我的圣民到我这里来。
Now, this is a very specific call.
这是一个很特别的一个呼召。
It's not a call just to gather my godly ones together.
这不只是要把我们的圣民来召到一起。
But it's a gathering us together with a purpose.
而是把我们召集到一个目的的里面。
We're not gathering together for ourselves.
我们不是只是为了我们自己来聚集。
We're in the process of planning the Christian Family Conference, hopefully in Virginia for next summer.
我们是在为了下一个暑假暑期，我们在预备东岸的一个特别的聚会，在。
And as we've been fellowshipping with many people about the conference,
当我们和很多弟兄们我们交通这个特会的时候
，maybe probably the predominant thought that came out was, "Oh, it'd be so good to be together again."
一个最特别的一个感觉就是我们能够聚在一起，实在是很美好。
And that is a great thing to be together.
那确实是一个很伟大的一件事情，能够让我们能够聚在一起。
But who are we together for?
但是我们聚在一起的目的是谁？
That's what this verse clarifies.
这就是这节圣经向我们来澄清的。
It's a gathering together unto me.
是招聚我的圣民到我这里来。
Gather my godly ones unto me.
招聚我的圣民到我这里来。
We're thankful for the blessing of being together.
我们实在为着有这样的蒙福能够一起聚集，我们来感谢他。
If our hearts aren't there gathering unto him, what is the real value of it?
但是如果我们的心不是向着他，中间又有什么真正价值？
We're thankful in these days for the provision we've had of Zoom.
我们能够为着他给我们的预备，我们来感谢他。
And as many have already shared, it's like God's emergency provision during this time.
好像我们的神在这样一个应急的时候给我们一个供应。
But there's not, there's still, you're missing that value of being together in his presence, in person.
但是你还是在那里没有摸着能够在他面前聚集的这样的一个实际的价值。
So as we're working our way out of this crisis, may the Lord encourage our hearts to be gathering unto him more and more when possible.
当我们在这个危机里面慢慢走出来的时候，愿意主提醒我们，我们是来聚在他的面前。
We see how, you know, in this time, you know, gathering in Zoom in some ways is pretty comfortable.
从一个方面来讲，我们在网上聚会好像让人觉得很舒适。
You get to sleep a little bit later.
你可以睡得晚一点。
You don't have to shower for the meeting.
你不用来冲澡。
And really, if you don't want to, you don't even have to brush your teeth.
你不愿意的话，你甚至刷牙都不需要。
You sit on the sofa, have your coffee or tea.
你可以坐在沙发上，你喝你的咖啡和茶。
And we can start saying, hey, this is pretty good.
我们可能会说，好像还不错。
You know, the enemy loves to come in and distract us with the good being the enemy of better.
但是我们知道仇敌来搅扰我们，让我们把这个好的来取代这个最好的。
And using Zoom is good, very thankful for it.
我们能够在网上聚会，我们是不错，我们非常感恩。
But as the writer of Hebrews reminds us, there's a better way.
但是就像希伯来书的作者提醒我们的，还有一个更好的一个方法。
That day eventually when we could have that better way of being together in person.
就是能够让我们能够实体的聚在一起，这就是一个更好的一个。
But as the Lord has been working these last couple of years.
当我们的主在过去的两年不停地做工的时候。
He's been doing a great shaking.
他在这里来做了一个极大的震动。
He's been shaking us individually and shaking us corporately.
他不仅来震动我们的个人，也震动我们的团体。
And what has been the purpose of this shaking?
这个震动的目的何在?
I think much of the purpose is to bring us back to himself.
我觉得他的这个目的就是把我们能够带到他的面前。
I appreciated the hymn that we sung this morning, himself.
我非常感激我们今天早晨唱他自己这首诗歌。
The one we sang this afternoon, Jesus only is our message.
我们今天下午所唱的唯有基督是我们的信息。
This is what God is after in this hour.
这是我们的神他在这里寻求的。
And sadly, before this the pandemic occurred, we were getting away from that simplicity and purity of being together in him.
但是很难让人难过的，在这个疫情以前，我们已经慢慢的与这个单一纯洁的心已经离去了。
There's a simplicity and purity our Lord has always called us unto.
我们的主在那里呼召我们进到这个单一和纯净的心里面。
And one of the things that's going on during this time of shaking is bringing us back to him and him alone.
他在这个做震动的时候是目的是要把我们带回他那里，他只有他那里。
Because in the days we're living in general, Christianity had become so complicated, so compromised, and so comfortable.
当我们如今所处的世代，我们看见这个基督教已经变得好像很复杂，也得到了妥协，而且好像让人很舒服。
We could get focused on many things that were going on.
我们都可以在这里周围很多发生的事情上面来吸引我们。
We could get focused on the form of a meeting.
我们被这个聚会的形式来
the way something should be done in preparation.
好像我们需要做一些事情，我们要预备一些什么。
We get caught up more in the mechanics of the being together than in the spirit of being together.
我们是被这个机械的一些在一起来吸引，让我们失去了忽略了这个在一起的这个灵。
And gradually, what that can cause us to do is lose our vision, lose our purpose of why we're together.
这个慢慢的就让我们失去了我们在一起的这样的为什么的这样的一个意向。
We're no longer keeping the main thing.
我们不只是把那个首要的当作首要的。
And what is, as we've said, this the main thing, what is he after in these days?
这个最重要的首要的是他在这里寻找什么。
He's after his life being expressed among his people.
他这里寻找的是让他的生命让在他的百姓里面能够来表达出来。
This is what he's jealous for.
这就是他所起的愤恨。
That we could return to that place of that simplicity and purity of our devotion to him.
可以让我们能够回到向着他的这个纯一、单一纯净的心里面。
Returning to that place of having that intimate personal relationship with him on a daily basis.
让我们可以回到每天都和他有亲密的交通的里面。
Now, this was upon Paul's heart as you look at 2 Corinthians 11.
这就是在保罗的心上，当他你如果读哥林多后书十一章的时候。
If you look at 2 Corinthians 11 verses 2 and 3.
如果你读哥林多后书十一章第二、第三节的时候。
Paul had a tremendous close friend.
保罗和哥林多那些人他有一个非常亲密的一个关系。
And he was jealous for them.
他为他们起了愤恨。
Because he was noticing something within their midst that he wanted to bring to their attention.
他在他们中间他发现了一件事情他要引起他们的注意。
And out of a great love for the Lord and a love for them, he speaks to them a burden upon his heart.
他为着向着他们的极大的爱向主的爱他向把他心里的话来向他们倾倒。
In 2 Corinthians 11 verses 2 and 3 we can read.
在哥林多后书十一章二三节，我们可以一起读。
For I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy, for I betrothed you to one husband, that to Christ I might present you as a pure virgin. But I am afraid, lest as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your minds should be led astray from that simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ.
我为你们起的愤恨，原是神那样的愤恨。因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。我只怕你们的心或偏于邪，失去那像基督所纯一清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。
In these verses, we see God's purpose for His people.
在这些圣经里面，我们看见神向着他的百姓的旨意。
What was Paul jealous for them about?
保罗为了什么来向他们起愤恨
？Was he jealous that they would just have better meetings?
他为了起这个愤恨，让他们能够更好的聚会吗
？Was he better they could just get along well together?
还是让他们能够彼此能够和好的相处呢
？But he was jealous for them with one purpose.
他是为了一个目的向他们起的这个愤恨。
He said, "I betrothed you to one husband, and that to Christ, I might present you a pure virgin."
那就是我曾把你们许配一个丈夫。要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。
He had shared his heart with them.
他把他的心来向他们分享。
And he wanted to bring them back to this place of simplicity.
他想把他们带到这样一个纯一的一个地位上面。
Because they were getting away from the main thing of why they were together.
因为他们已经偏离了他们为什么在一起聚会的这样的主要的目标里面。
He had a purpose that they were betrothed to Christ.
他有一个目的，就是要把他们许配给基督。
He had shared with them the blessing of that they were the bride to be that bride of Christ.
他向他们来分享到，他们是要成为基督的心腹。
But they were losing perspective of this.
但是他们已经失去了这样的一个观点。
And he wanted to bring them back to keeping that in focus of what is governing their lives.
他愿意把他们带回来，让他们来看什么是来掌管他们生活的。
And there's always been a battle of this.
在这里面永远有一个征战。
That's why he even mentions about Eve. From the very beginning, the enemy has been there to deceive us about what God has called us for.
就为什么他提到，就是从起初就有仇敌用诡计来诱惑了夏娃一样。
It's interesting how Paul says that he betrothed him to Christ that he might present as a pure virgin.
很有意思，我们看到保罗说。把你们许配给一个丈夫，要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。
And that actually sounds pretty strange.
这听起来好像有点奇怪。
Because how do you have an impure virgin?
你怎么可能有一个不贞洁的一个童女
？Virgin is an absolute term. It's not a relative term.
童女是一个绝对的一个词，它不是一个相对的一个意义。
You're either a virgin or you're not a virgin.
你或者是一个童女，你或者不是。
But he wants them to be a pure virgin.
但是没有所谓的这个不贞洁的童女。
And what I think Paul is getting at here is getting beyond the outward physical issue into the inward heart issue.
我觉得保罗在这里他不仅仅是只是讲外在的一个问题，而是讲到他们里面的心理的一个问题。
Within your inner being, I want you to be pure. There's a purity there that I want you to have.
在你们内心的深处，我愿意你们有一个纯洁的心在那里。
There's that singleness of purpose, singleness and purity of vision that Paul is calling them to.
保罗在这里要招他们到一个 纯一清洁的心里面去。
Because simplicity and purity speak of singleness.
因为纯一和清洁讲到的是唯一。
How is something simple?
一个东西怎么可能是来纯一？
If you define it in the negative, it's something simple because it's not complex.
一个纯一的东西是一个不复杂的东西。
It's one thing.
是一件事情。
There's a pure, and same with purity.
和这个清纯是一个意思。
How is something defined as pure?
有什么东西能够被称为是清洁的？
There's been nothing added or taken away from it.
因为没有什么东西加进来，也没有什么东西去从它里面拿去。
There's a singleness of heart that God is after amongst His people.
神在那里来寻求的是他的百姓里面有一个纯一的心。
And He said, and He's jealous for them with a godly jealousy.
他说到他所起的愤恨原是神那样的愤恨。
Now, do we realize that our God is a jealous God?
我们有没有意识到我们的神是一个忌邪的神？
Now, sometimes we can think jealous is a negative word.
我们有时候说到这个嫉妒是一个贬义词。
But actually the word jealous is a neutral word.
但是这个词嫉邪实际上是一个中性词。
It has to deal with the object. Are you jealous of something or are you jealous for something?
这个里面讲到这样的一个主题它为了另外一个东西来愤恨。
Two little prepositions in English there.
在这个两个不同的这个英文的里面有两个不同的介词。
Are you jealous of something because they've got a new shirt that you want to have?
你是不是为着一个人他因为有一个你没有这件新的衬衣你来你嫉妒？
Are you jealous of somebody because they got that bubble tea and you didn't get one today?
还是因为另一个人他喝了一杯波霸奶茶你喝不成？
He's not speaking of that jealousy of something.
他不是在这里说到为那件事情来嫉妒。
But there's a jealousy for something.
他是为了一个东西来忌邪。
I'm jealous for you to know Christ in a greater way.
我为了你起的愤怒是要让愤恨是要让你对基督有更好的理解。
This is what our God is jealous for us to know Him in a fuller way.
这就是我们的神，他要为了起的这个愤恨，为了让我们更深、更完全的认识他。
If you take some time and go through the scriptures where it talks about God being jealous.
如果你花一点时间读讲到我们神是忌邪的神。
One of the things God is jealous about is something our brother shared this morning.
我们神他所忌邪的是我们今天弟兄早晨交通到的一点。
God is jealous for his glory.
神是为着他自己的荣耀起的愤恨。
Jealous for his glory to be manifest among his people.
他为了他自己的荣耀要在他的百姓里面彰显这件事情他起了愤恨。
And what is this glory?
这个荣耀是什么？
When we're speaking of the glory of God, it's one of those indefinable things.
当我们讲到神的荣耀，好像是我们无法定义的。
But it speaks of the reality of who He is.
但是却是直到他本质的他的实际。
When He comes forth, when He reveals His glory, what He's doing is revealing the reality of who He is to us.
当他向我们启示他的荣耀的时候，其实他启示的是他的自己。
He revealed that to our brother in the library.
他把我们向我们在图书馆的弟兄们这样启示。
And he captured him.
就是让你能够来抓住他。
And as he reveals himself to us, that glory of the Lord revealed in many different ways to each of us individually.
我们神他向我们每一个人都启示一个各种各样他各方面的荣耀。
It captures us, and he's jealous for that among his people.
他来要抓住我们，他为他的百姓中间这样起了一个愤恨。
It speaks of how he also it speaks in the scripture how he's jealous for his name.
在圣经里面也讲到，他是为着他的名而忌邪。
You know, God, the creator of the universe, he's very particular of who he entrusts his name to.
这个创造宇宙万物的神，他非常的。为着他把他的名 向人托付，他这件事情非常的来 注重。
He entrusted his name to the people of Israel.
他把他的名托付给以色列人。
And sadly, we know how they defamed his name.
但是我们知道以色列人怎么样来羞辱了他的名。
But in a jealousy, he shook them, even led them into captivity, and brought them back so that they would appreciate his name.
在他的愤恨中，他把他们带到这个被掳之地，为了震动他们，让他们能够更明白、更认识他的名。
He entrusted his name to the early church.
他把他的名也托付给早期的教会。
And how, as you read through the book of Acts, you see him in his name being used.
你在在使徒行传里面，你可以读到在他的名里面被他的名被使用。
When Peter and John are going into the temple, they can do nothing of their own, but they say, "In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk."
在彼得、约翰他们到殿里面的时候，他没有什么，他只能说是靠奉主耶稣基督的名，你起来行走。
And he has entrusted his name to each and every one of us.
他也把他的名托付给我们每一个人。
We are known by his name.
我们是因着他的名，我们被认识。
Don't ever devalue the name Christian.
是谁把基督徒这个名来带来让他降价的时候。
We are those known by his name, and he's jealous that his name would be seen in a living way through his people.
我们是他的百姓，他要让他的名能够让在他百姓里面来彰显他起这个愤恨。
He's also jealous for his love.
他也为了他的爱来起了愤恨。
He's jealous that the love that he displayed at Calvary would be known through all mankind.
他为了像他在加略山，他向所有的人显示的爱。愿意让所有的人都知道他起了这个愤恨。
He's jealous that his love would be the very character and nature of the people of God.
他也愿意他的爱能够成为他自己百姓的每一个人的性格。
And in this jealousy, in this hour that we're living in, he's calling us back to himself, to that place of simplicity and purity in him.
在我们如今所处的世代，他起的愤恨原是要把我们召回到他纯一清洁的心的里面。
Calling us out of confusion, calling us out of compromise, and calling us back to himself.
把我们从混乱、从妥协的里面招出来，让回到他自己的面前。
And he's calling us back together.
他也把我们一起召集，能够聚在一起。
The Lord's not interested in lone rangers.
我们的主他对那些好像一个一个的人不感
兴趣。He's not just interested in strong individuals.
他对那些很强的个人并不感兴趣。
But he has always been interested in that expression of his life through a corporate vessel.
他一直是对让他的爱能够在一个团体的里面得到彰显，他感兴趣。
And this is what he's looking for in this hour.
这就是他在这个时刻他所寻找。
As you look at what our brother is sharing about Abraham this morning.
如果你记得我们弟兄早晨交通到亚伯拉罕。
What's the testimony of Abraham?
亚伯拉罕的见证是什么？
It wasn't in the end that Abraham was just an individual, but Abraham, he became a family, the family of God.
不是到了最后亚伯拉罕只是一个人，而是他要成为一个家为的神。
As you think about a Moses,
当你如果想到摩西，
the Lord wasn't just interested in a Moses as being a strong individual.
主对摩西这样的一个很强的一个个人并不感兴趣。
But he saw Moses would take the people of God and make him form them into a nation.
他想要需要摩西把人把神的百姓来建造成一个国。
The same with David.
同样的，在大卫的身上。
The Lord calls David. Yes, he was a great, mighty man of God.
确实，神称大卫是一个伟大的一个有能力的一个人。
But what was the end in view? The end was the kingdom in view.
但是在目标是要看到得到一个国。
And as the Lord is working individually within each and every one of us,
我们的主也在我们每一个人身上做工。
We are not the end product.
我们不是最后的末了的产品。
He's looking for that vessel of ones that love him being built together to be a testimony in this hour.
他是愿意把所有爱他的人来建造成一个器皿在这个时代。
He's jealous that that testimony of Jesus would be seen upon this earth.
他是为着像耶稣的见证在这个地上被彰显来起愤恨。
In the Old Testament, Israel was entrusted with the testimony of the Lord.
在旧约，神把主的见证交付给以色列人。
In the New Testament, the church has been entrusted with the testimony of Jesus.
在新约里面，耶稣基督的见证是托付给教会。
It's to be the reproduction, that display of the very character of Christ among his people.
是要在他的百姓里面能够让把耶稣的见证来彰显和复制出来。
Now, sometimes we use phrases and they become so familiar to us that we even lose what does it really mean?
我们有时候说一些话，对我们来说是何等的熟悉，我们都忘记它代表什么意思。
Use a phrase like the testimony of Jesus, and everybody says, "Oh, that's a new word in our vocabulary."
我们讲到耶稣基督的见证，我们说哦，这是我们的词汇表里面的一个新词。
And we talk about the testimony of Jesus, but what is the reality of the testimony of Jesus?
让我们讲到耶稣的见证，耶稣见证的实际是什么？
Is the testimony of Jesus being lived out and seen through His people in this hour?
那耶稣基督的见证要在这个时代成为在他的百姓里面被彰显出来。
This is what God is jealous for.
这就是神他起的愤恨。
So as you even think about this phrase, testimony of Jesus, let's just step back a minute.
当我们讲到耶稣的见证，我们先退一步说。
And see, what is it?
它定义是什么？
And as most people agree that in Revelation 1, this is where Jesus shares his testimony of who he is.
很多人都同意，这是在启示录第一章里面，我们的主讲他的见证是什么。
So turn to Revelation chapter 1, verses 17 and 18.
我们翻到启示录一章十七十八节。
We want to look at these verses as the issue of this is Jesus sharing the testimony of who he is.
我们看这些经文的时候，我们这就是看到耶稣怎么样来交通到他自己的见证。
And John says, And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as a dead man. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying, Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last.The living one, I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and have the keys of death and Hades.
约翰说，我一看见就扑倒在他脚前，像死了一样。他用右手按着我说，不要惧怕，我是首先的，我是末后的，又是那存活的。我曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
Now what is the Lord really saying here?
我们主在这里说的是什么？
Do we look upon this as just some theological gobbledygook?
我们只是读到的只是一些神学方面的一些话吗？
I really have no idea what he's saying.
我们对他所说的是什么，我们一点主意也没有。
But if we stop and really think about it, it shows us the very character and nature of our Lord.
但如果我们停下来，我们仔细思想的时候，我们就看见这里面是讲到我们主他的性情。
It's actually it's a threefold simple revelation of who he says he is.
这里面有三方面，他对自己是谁的这样的一个见证的启示。
He says, I'm the first and I'm the last.
他说我是首先的，我是末后的。
By this we can say he is the all-inclusive one.
这里就说到他是那包括了一切的。
Otherwise, it talks about him being the Alpha and the Omega.
换句话说，他讲到他是那个阿尔法，也是欧米伽。
And it's that all-inclusive one. He's saying, "I want to be Lord over every aspect of your life."
他是包括了一切的那一位。他说到我，意思就是说我在你们的生命里面要成为那一切。
I want to be over every aspect of your life, whether you're at work, whether you're at school, whether you're in the meetings or at home. I want to be Lord and evident within each aspect of your life.
他说我要在你的生命里面，无论是你的工作、你的学习、你的聚会，还是在家里面，我要在你的生活里面的各方方面面都成为你的主。
It's not that he's first and we're second.
并不是说到他是首先的，我们是第二位的。
He's first and he is everything, all the way from one to whatever that eternal number is.
他是那个起初的，从一一直到无限无穷大的那个数字。
From A to Z, Alpha to Omega, he wants to be everything, all inclusive, every aspect of our life.
从 A 到 Z, 从阿尔法到欧米伽，他是那个包括了一切的那一位。
And I believe if we're really honest with ourselves,
如果我们对自己诚实的话，
there are certain areas in our life that, in one way, we're a lot more comfortable with him being Lord of that area.
我们在我们的生活里面，可能有一些地方我们对他作为我们的主，我们好像觉得不是很舒服。
But I believe that I can speak in my life, and in certain areas, it's much harder, more difficult for me to surrender that he would be Lord over that part of my life.
我自己可以说实话，在我的里面生活里面有一些方面，我觉得对我来说，让他做我的主，我不是觉得很舒服。
But I'm thankful that it's not what I think that determines who he is.
但是不是我所思想的能够就代替他所是的。
He is the all-sufficient, all-inclusive one.
他是那全族全风也全包括一切的。
And he's jealous that I would come into more and more of experiencing that.
他为这个起的愤恨让我更多的能够经历他的这样的一个方面。
And then he goes on in another way. He says, I am the living one.
他另外又说到我是那存活的。
So what does this mean? I'm the living one.
这是什么意思？我是那活着的。
It means he is the very essence and nature of life.
这就是说到他是生命的本质和源头。
And he's jealous for his life, his character and nature to be formed in us.
他也为着要像让他的生命在我们里面能够成型而发起的愤恨。
And he wants us to learn that he is the all-sufficient one in everything.
他愿意让我们认识到他是一切的都全丰的全足的那位。
Not only the all-inclusive one, but also the all-sufficient one.
他不仅是包括一切的，也是供应一切的。
As we've gone through this pandemic these couple of years,
当我们经历了这两年的瘟疫的时候
，you know, we've had opportunities to learn in new ways of His sufficiency.
我们更多的认识到他的这个丰富的完全的上面。
Each one of us, because we've tried to be faithful and to learn of Him through this.
我们每一个人都在这个学习的过程中，我们愿意向他来忠心。
We know something of the Lord in a way now that we did not know 2 years ago.
我们在两年前有一些我们没有认识到的，我们今天我们认识到。
And it cost you something to know that.
它也让你付了一些代价来认识到。
What did it cost you?
它让你付了什么代价？
It cost you yourself.
让你付了你自己作为代价。
You found that part that there was a vulnerability in you.
你就发现在你里面好像有那个脆弱的一个方面。
Maybe you didn't even know it was there. You thought you could handle situations.
你也许以前不认为在那里，你觉得你能够来处理这。
You found through as you went through that situation, you found an all-sufficient one that was able to carry you through.
在你经历了这以后，你就发现那个全足全丰的那一位能够把你来带过去。
That's the testimony of Jesus in your life.
这就是基督耶稣在你生命里面的见证。
Not only is he the all-inclusive one and the all-sufficient one.
他不仅是那个包括一切的、供应一切的。
But then he concludes his testimony by saying, I was dead and behold, I am alive forevermore. And I have the keys of death and Hades.
他也对于他自己的见证做了一个总结。他说我曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
And in this one, he's simply saying, I am the all-victorious one.
他简单的在那里说，我是那个战胜一切的那一位。
He is the conqueror, the overcomer in everything.
他是那个征服者，他是那个战胜者，在任何的方面。
So we're speaking of the testimony of Jesus.
当我们讲到耶稣的见证。
It's not some theological high teaching that we're talking about.
不是我们只是讲到一些好像很高的一个神学的一个教训。
But we're simply speaking of the life of Jesus being manifest in his people.
我们只是简单的讲到耶稣的生命在他的百姓里面得到彰显。
And in the manifestation, in the expression of that life, we see him as the all-inclusive one, that all-sufficient one, and the all-victorious one.
在这样一个见证的一个的经历的里面，我们承认他是包括一切，也供应一切，也是战胜一切的那一位。
Who he is and what he is desiring to express through his people.
那就是他的本性，也是他愿意让他的百姓来表现出来的。
This is what he's jealous for.
这就是他所起的愤恨。
Now another question.
还有一个问题。
What does it mean for his life to be expressed through us?
我们让他的生命彰显出来，这是什么意思？
Oftentimes we talk about, oh, I want Jesus to be seen in me. We have hymns to talk about Jesus being seen in me. What does it really mean for his life to be expressed through us?
我们有时候唱诗歌说到让基督的生命在我里面显现，这个其实我们这样说到底是什么意思？
Remember at Antioch when they were first called Christians?
当他们在安提阿那里，他起初被叫做基督徒。
It was the people in the community, it was the non-believers that called them Christians.
是他们社区里面的这些不信主的人叫他们基督徒。
And what did those ones in the community see?
那些在他们社区的人，他们看见的是什么？
They saw ones that in their daily lives, whether that they were at home, whether they were at work, whether they were at school, they saw something different.
他们在这些人，无论他们在 家里面，在工作里面，在学校里面，他们看这些人都不与众不同。
These were the people that lived near them and very close to them.
这是一些住在他们周围和他们很接近的一些人。
They knew all of their so-called weaknesses and failures before.
他们也以前见过他们的一些的失败的见证。
Back in those days, they didn't have soundproof walls between the houses.
在那个时候，他们的房间中间是不隔音的。
So when the husband and wife got in a fight together, every whole neighborhood knew about it.
当妻子和丈夫在那里吵架的时候，他全部邻居都知道。
You know, it's tough for a husband and wife to get in a fight in a muted way.
你知道，这丈夫和妻子很难低声的吵架。
But everybody would know.
很多人大家都会知道的。
But then all of a sudden they notice this husband and wife, they're getting along together.
突然他们发现这个丈夫和妻子他们相处的和好了。
These parents, they're caring more for their children.
他们看见这些父母更关爱他们的孩子。
These children, they're respecting their parents.
这些孩子们更多的敬重他们的父母。
It was a change of life that one saw and they didn't understand it.
在他们里面看见他们的生命有一个改变，他们不能理解。
It was far more than simply because these ones went to various meetings.
不简单的用他们去聚会这件事情来解释。
They didn't call them Christians just because they went to a meeting.
他们不是叫他们基督徒，因为他们去聚会。
Now today, if you go to church on Sunday, they call you a Christian.
如果你今天你主日去聚会，他们就称你为基督徒。
It wasn't like that back then.
在那个时候不是这样子。
What these ones saw, they saw a new life being expressed through these ones.
他们看见的这些人，他们表现的彰显的是一个不同的生命。
And they called them little Christ. They called them Christians.
他们把他们这些人称为小基督，就是基督徒。
This is what he's desiring to have expressed through us. This is what we're talking about when we say that.
这就是当我们讲这样讲到让基督的生命彰显，这样彰显的时候，这就是我们主所寻求的。
There's a dear old saint named Saint Francis of Assisi.
在西西里的一个弗朗西斯，他说过这样一个非常宝贵的话。
And I want to paraphrase one of his sayings.
我想来用我的话来讲。他的这句话。
He was a very godly saint.
他是一个很敬虔的一个圣徒。
And he said, every day I share the gospel.
他说我每天都在这里传福音。
And some days I even use words.
某些天我甚至用话来传福音。
Every day I share the gospel and some days I even use words.
他说我每天都在传福音，有些日子我甚至用话语来传福音。
Because it was the life of Christ within him. People saw that. That's what changes people.
因为在别人看见的是基督的生命在他身上，这就是可以能让人改变的。
So in the days we're living in with the shaking and everything that's going on, the testimony we have is that the world would see the life of Christ through each and every one of us.
在我们今天所处的这个震动的当中，我们所经历的就是要让别人能够看见基督的生命在我们里面来彰显出来。
We're not in an abnormal way.
不是一个让人看起来好像很奇怪的一个方式。
You know, we're not talking about just being careless about COVID.
不是说我们好像对着这个病毒我们一点也不注意。
But As a people of God, we can be concerned and we can take care of ourselves during COVID without being gripped by fear.
我们作为神的百姓，我们可以来照顾好我们自己，但是我们也不要被这个恐惧来抓住。
This has been one of the greatest tactics of the enemy these last couple of years, trying to get people fearful.
这就是仇敌他这个两年呢，他一个极大的一个诡诈，就是他要让人能够来惧怕。
Now we've seen enough. We have to respect COVID.
我们已经看见了够多了，我们必须要。
We have to take the right precautions.
我们必须要注意这个 COVID 的这个，我们也要小心。
But there's also a place of trust, peace, and rest that we have in the midst of the storm.
但是在这样的一个风暴的当中，我们也必须有这样的一个信靠，有这样的一个平安的心。
As we know that all sufficient one, we know he will carry us through.
我们知道那位全丰全足的那位，他让我们来度过这个难关。
So as we're going through this time of shaking, this is what we're desiring to be, that the testimony of Jesus would be strengthened within our lives in both individually and together.
我们在这样一个极大的震动的当中，就是让基督的见证在我们里面从被坚固在个人和团体的里面。
When I was thinking about this time of shaking,
当我思想我们如今所处的震动的时候
I was drawn to those seven letters to the churches in Revelation 2 and 3.
我就被吸引到在启示录里面他写的那七封信。
Because at the end of the first century, the churches in general were in a weakened condition.
因为在第一世纪的末了教会处于一个被虚弱的一个状态。
And it was a time of shaking for them also.
对他们来说也在经历了一场震动。
There were false teachers.
那个有假教师。
There were ones falling back into Judaism as it talks about in the letter to the Hebrews.
在像希伯来书里面也看到那有些人他们回到这个犹太教里面。
By the time you get the revelation, the temple, Jerusalem had been destroyed.
当你来到启示录的那个时代这个耶路撒冷的这个圣殿又被摧毁。
Persecutions were occurring throughout the Roman Empire.
在罗马帝国里面到处都是对基督徒的逼迫。
You know, Peter even writes in his first epistle, he addresses it to those that are scattered.
彼得在彼得前书里面他为了向那些分散在各地的那些基督徒们
there was a scattering going on at the end of the first century.
在第一世纪的末了有一个驱散一个分散的一个事情发生。
And this is one of the things that the enemy's tried to do during this pandemic is to scatter his people.
仇敌在这个时代他所做的一件事情就是让他的百姓来分散。
But the Lord had a word for his church in that hour.
但是在那个时代神向他的百姓有他的话。
And we would like to look at one of those particular letters, the letter to the church in Sardis.
我们只是来这里看他其中的一封信就是主写给撒迪的。
Revelation 3 verses 1 to 3.
是在启示录第三章一到三节。
Revelation 3 starting in verse 1.
启示录三章我们从第一节开始。
And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, He who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars says this, I know your deeds, that you have a name that you are alive, but you're dead. Wake up, strengthen the things that remain.Which were about to die, for I have not found your deeds completed in the sight of my God. Remember, therefore, what you have received and heard, keep it and repent.
你要写信给撒迪教会的使者说，那有神的七灵和七星的说，我知道你的行为，暗明你是活的，其实是死的。你要警醒，坚固那剩下将要衰微的，因我见你的行为，在我神面前没有一样是完全的，所以要回想你是怎样领受。怎样听见的，又要遵守，并要悔改。
Why am I considering the church in Sardis?
为什么我们要看这个撒迪的教会？
Because these ones had a good history.
因为他们有一个好的历史。
They had heard much.
他们有得了很多。
And they had done much.
他们做了很多。
But they had stopped moving forward.
但是他们停了下来。
And they needed that they were about to die.
他们好像已经将要衰微了。
But the Lord is calling them to wake up and repent.
但是主在这里呼召他们要警醒。
And I was thinking of us today.
我这样想我们的自己。
We're so thankful for all that we have heard of the Lord, all that the service that's gone on in the name of the Lord.
我们为了主向我们所说的，向着我们对为他的侍奉，我们来感谢他。
We've been so blessed to hear so much about God's heart, His purpose for the church.
我们听了关于神他的心他向教会的旨意听了很多。
But this pandemic has made some to slow down and almost stop.
但是这个疫情让我们中的一些人就慢下来了或者说是要停下来了。
And so there's a call for us to wake up in this hour.
在这个时刻有一个呼召要让我们醒过来。
Get back in the race.
让我们重新回到奔跑的当中。
One of the things that has been so precious during this pandemic.
在我们这个疫情当中有一件是非常宝贵的。
I have a way of looking at things positive.
我好像我是愿意乐观的看一些事情。
Is in many of the assemblies that we've been visiting lately,
我们最近我们去探访的一些教会的当中。
We hear wonderful testimonies of how brothers and sisters learned new ways of serving one another.
我们听说弟兄姊妹们他们学会了新的彼此服侍的一些方式。
In the old, before the pandemic, we had our way of serving, and it was almost like a machine. We served, we kept going on, and we did this, and ones were taken care of.
在疫情的以前，我们好像很机械的，我们就这样一次一次，我彼此的这样的服侍。
But now, all of a sudden, you're not together. You're having to discover new ways of caring for one another, serving one another.
但是在突然之间，你要必须要发现一个新的来彼此服侍的一个侍奉的一个方式。
And it's wonderful how different brothers and sisters have found the Lord's way to care for one here, to care for one there.
我们实在看见有些弟兄照顾这边的这个人和照顾那个弟兄姊妹，实在是很美好。
He's really wanting us to be alert, to wake up, to get out of our routines and just autopilot almost, and to learn His life in a new way.
他让我们好像清醒过来，然后来学会他的学习他的生命从一个新的方面。
I hesitate using this word "wake up" or "be ready" because we hear so much of it.
我提到要醒过来这个词，我有点犹豫，因为我们听了很多遍。
But we've got to see that, you know, sometimes we're not who we think we are.
但是我们必须认识到，我们有时候我们都甚至不是我们自己认识我们自己的。
This call to wake up goes out to everybody.
这个叫你苏醒过来的这样的一个呼召，对每个人都是实用的。
Throughout the scriptures, the Lord has called many churches at many times to wake up.
在整个的圣经里面，我们主他向不同的教会呼召，让他们警醒。
To me, the most unusual call to wake up was to the church in Ephesus.
这一个对他的一个特别的不寻常的一个呼召，就是对以弗所教会的一个呼召。
When Paul wrote to the church in Ephesus in that Ephesian letter,
当保罗在以弗所书里面向以弗所教会写信的时候，
he called them to wake up.
他也向他们说你要醒过来。
And we think this was so strange because the Ephesian letter, you think it's written to those that have almost at the highest level of spirituality.
你觉得很奇怪，因为好像写以弗所书是写到这个保罗写到这个属灵实际的最高点。
But in Ephesians 5:14, he calls them to wake up, and it's very similar to the call to the church in Sardis.
但是在以弗所书第五章十四节那里，保罗在他呼召他们醒过来的时候，和他向撒迪的教会的呼召是一样的。
He calls those in Ephesus to awake, sleeper, and rise from the dead.
他在那里呼召说：“你这醒着的人。”睡着的人当醒过来，从死里复活。
The Lord saw something in that church that they needed to awake.
我们主看见这个教会里面，他们需要也苏醒过来。
But tragically, it appears they didn't realize that they needed to wake up.
但是很不幸的，他们没有认识到他们也要苏醒。
Because by the time we get to the letters to the church in Ephesus in Revelation,
但是当我们看到在启示录里面，到那个时候。当给以弗所教会再写信的时候，
they had left their first love.
他们已经离弃了他们起初的爱。
The Lord in His love always calls out to us, gives us those warnings ahead of time.
我们的主在他的爱的当中，总是在给我们一个提醒来呼召我们。
And He's calling out to us today.
他今天也向我们发出这样的一个呼召。
And this is that little phrase that we read to that letter to the church in Sardis.
这就是我们刚才读到的。主向撒迪教会的书信里面的一个
New American Standard, it says, strengthen the things that remain.
在这个新的美国版本里面说，你们要坚固那剩下的，将要衰微的。
Now, what are the things that remain?
是什么东西还在剩下的呢？
It's the thing, it's of Christ.
是属于基督的。
The things of Christ, and we'll touch more on them.
属基督的，我们会再更多的来讨论。
But he commends them too. He warns them. He says, "I haven't found your deeds complete."
他在那里来警告他们说，我看见你们没有一样是完全的。
He's thankful for all they've done.
他为他们所做的，他来感谢。
But there is still more entrusted to him to complete.
但是主还有一些要托付他们的，还没有得到完全。
And there's still much work for us in this hour.
在这个时代，我们还有那么多。工作要做。
He's calling us. He's thankful for the deeds we've done, but he's calling us to press on to a fullness.
他虽然为我们已经做的，他有感激，有理解，但是还要呼召我们做更多的。
And he calls them to remember.
他也让我们能够记得。
In Revelation 3:3, he says, "What you've received, what you've heard, keep it and repent."
在第三章三节那里说，要回想你是怎样领受、怎样听见的，又要遵守，并要悔改。
Eric mentioned this morning, we've been having this conference 20 years.
吴弟兄早晨讲到，我们已经这样的聚集，这样的特会，我们已经有20多年。
We've had WCCC for many years.
我们在西岸特会，我们已经很多很多年了。
All these conference letters get complicated.
这些特会的这个 这个名称越来越复杂。
We have heard so much.
我们听了够多的了。
And he's calling, he's what you've heard, what you've received, keep it. That means live it out. Let it be expressed in you.
他说的你们所听见的领受的你们要遵守让他们活来活出来。
Sadly, so much of what we heard, we've just put in an off-site storage almost.
我们听到的我们只是把它放到一个储存间里面。
We don't keep it handy for us.
我们不是把它放在我们的手边。
We put it up on OneDrive, and if we need it, we can get it, but it's not there all the time.
我们把它放在一个硬盘里面，我们需要的时候我们再去找。
But he's calling us to strengthen those things that remain.
但是他在呼召我们要坚固那剩下的。
Because as I was thinking of the shaking that is going on in this hour,
当我思想我们今天所经历的这个震动的时候
and of the things that remain,
那些剩下的
I was drawn to Hebrews chapter 12.
我就被吸引到希伯来书十二章那里。
If you look at Hebrews chapter 12, verse 26 and 27,
如果你来到希伯来书十二章二十六、二十七节那里
it says, And his voice shook the earth then, but now he has promised saying, Yet once more,Will I shake not only the earth but also the heaven? And this expression, yet once more, denotes the removing of those things which can be shaken as of created things, in order that those things which cannot be shaken may remain.
二十六节，当时他的声音震动了地，但如今他应许说，再一次我不单要震动地，还要震动天。这再一次的话是指明被震动的，就是受造之物都要挪去，使那不被震动的长存。
He actually quotes from the prophet Haggai here.
这他实际上是用哈该书里面的一段话。
We know that Haggai was used of the Lord to encourage those that had returned from captivity to rebuild the temple of God.
哈该主用到哈该来勉励那些从被掳的之地归回的人，让他们为神建殿。
But they had stopped building the temple of God and they were doing their own thing.
但是他们在建殿的事情上停下来，他们自己。做自己的事情。
And praise God, by the message of Haggai, they rose up, they woke up, they repented, and went back to building the temple and finished it.
赞美神，因着哈该向他们所说的话，他们就清醒过来，然后他们回去建神的殿。
What is the purpose of this shaking?
这个震动的目的是什么？
It concludes there in verse 27, in order that those things which cannot be shaken may remain.
这就是在二十七节这样总结到说，使那不被震动的长存。
What is it that remains? What is it that can't be shaken?
那个不被震动的、那个存留的是什么
？Again, it's coming back to that life of Christ.
再次回到基督的生命那里。
We're so thankful for all that we have in Christ that is so unshakable.
我们为着我们里面的所有的基督的生命，我们感激他，因为他是不被震动的。
We have an unshakable kingdom. We have a solid and sure foundation in Him.
我们有一个不被震动的国，我们有一个确据的一个根基。
There's an eternal security of our salvation.
我们的救恩有着一个永远的一个确据。
We're a member of the body of Christ.
我们是基督身体的一个部分。
We know all of these truths.
我们认识到这所有的真理。
We know if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us.
我们知道，当我们认我们的罪的时候，他就是信实的，就必赦免我们一切的罪。
But are we living in the reality of that?
但是我们有没有活在这样的实际的当中
？Are we living in the reality of all that He's done for us?
我们有没有活在他为我们所做的一切的实际的当中
？This is what the shaking is for.
这就是震动的目的。
That we could enter into that reality and see the all sufficiency of it.
让我们可以进到那个实际的里面，看见他是全丰的那一位。
Those things that are not of Him, even our religious activities and the shit, let them go.
那些不属于他的，那些甚至一些宗教方面的，他说放下那些。
So in times like this, how does our Lord strengthen us?
在我们所处的时代，我们主怎么样坚固我们
？He said, "Strengthen the things that remain."
他说你要坚固那将留那留意剩下的。
And the things that remain are His life within us.
那个剩下的就是他在我们里面的生命。
How is that life within us strengthened?
在我们里面的那个生命怎么样得到坚固
？As we try to get a little practical, how is this life strengthened?
当我们怎么样认识，怎么样让这个生命被
？So I was looking through an example. I was looking for an example in the scripture.
我在圣经里面想找一个例子讲到坚固我们的生命。
The ones who had gone through a great shaking, and the Lord in His mercy revived them, restored them.
那些人他们经历了极大的震动，我们的主就让他们的生命得到恢复。
And I was drawn to those the nation of Israel, how they'd been taken into captivity in Babylon.
我就被吸引到这个犹太人，他们怎么样的被带到被掳之地。
And then by God's divine intervention, He released them from Babylon and had said, "You're free to return to Jerusalem to rebuild the house of God."
但是因着神他神圣的干预，就让他们能够 他们自由的能够回到耶路撒冷，能够建神的殿。
Speaking of those that we see in the book of Ezra,
我们看到在以斯拉书里面讲到的这些人。
As we know, as we look at fake pictures in the Old Testament,
我们就看见旧约里面的这样的一个图画。
It's not just about history,
不是一个历史而已。
But it's as it, Paul talks about in 1 Corinthians 10,
像保罗在哥林多后书第十章那里,
These things are written for our admonition upon whom the end of the ages has come.
这些事是为了警戒，警告我们直到这个世界的末了。
So as we look at this, as we want to look at the book of Ezra,
当我们来看以斯拉记的时候,
we see there a people of God who had gone through a great shaking.
我们看见神的百姓经历了一个极大的震动。
And the Lord in His great mercy opened a door for them to come back.
我们主靠着他极大的怜悯为他的百姓开了一个门，让他们能够回去。
May it encourage us, may it strengthen us in this hour.
愿意这个成为我们的激励，也成为坚固我们的。
So let's set the scene, let's set the background for the book of Ezra.
我们来看这个以斯拉记的这样的一个背景。
Why was Israel in Babylon?
以色列人为什么在巴比伦?
Because of their unfaithfulness to the Lord.
因为他们对着神的不忠。
God had done a great work of bringing them and creating them and giving them a nation unto themselves.
主把他们召集在一起，给他们一个国。
And the zenith of Israel was reached during the time of David and Solomon.
在大卫和所罗门，他们这个以色列，他们达到了一个高峰。
But tragically, because of the sins of Solomon, the nation of Israel was divided.
但是因着所罗门所犯的罪，以色列就分裂成两个国家。We
had the northern part called Israel, the southern part called Judah.
我们看见北国就称为以色列，南国称为犹大。And
it was because of their disobedience, because they had forsaken the Lord, and His jealousy, He allowed them to be taken captivity into Babylon.
因为他们对神的放弃和不忠。 在神的愤恨的里面，神就允许他们被掳到。They
had fallen into such a state where it says they served the Lord and they served their idols.
在这里到了一个地步，他们在这里侍奉不是侍奉神，而是侍奉偶像。And
but we know that that time in Babylon was to purify them.
我们知道他们在巴比伦的这段时间是为了要洁净他们。
To bring them back to Himself.
为了把他们重新带回到他自己的面前。
It was successful because after this time, there was never any idolatry in Israel anymore.
这是一个很成功的，因为在那以后，在他们中间再也没有拜偶像的行为了。
Now, when we talk about Babylon, what are we talking about?
当我们讲到巴比伦，我们是说的是什么？
We know Babylon speaks of the religious system, religious confusion.
巴比伦是讲到这一个宗教的一个混淆。
There's two countries out there, two kingdoms that speak of the world.
在那边，那里面有两个国家被用到讲到这个世界。
Egypt speaks of that secular world history system, secular world system. Yeah.
埃及就讲到好像是一个这个世界的这个属世的一个方面。
And we know through Moses how the Lord delivered us from that.
我们知道通过摩西，主如何把他们从那里拯救出来。But
Babylon speaks of the religious world system.
这个巴比伦讲到这个世界上的这个宗教方面的这个
an outward religious system.
一个外在的一个宗教的一个系统。And
many throughout church history, many even today are saying that Christianity in general is in the Babylonian captivity.
在教会的历史里面，甚至今天都有人说，基督教是处于像巴比伦那样的被掳的一个地步。
Because Babylon means compromise, Babylon means confusion, and this is the state of so much of Christianity today.
因为巴比伦是指到这个妥协，指到这个混乱，这是很今天的基督教的一个光景。But
they'd been in captivity for 70 years in Babylon.
但是他们在巴比伦被掳了70年。
And then incredibly, God moved in a marvelous way.
但是神在那里做了一个很奇妙的一个工作。
We don't have time to read the verses.
我们没有时间来读这个章节。
But if you turn to Ezra chapter 1,
但是如果你读到以斯拉记第一章,
we see how at that point in time the king of Persia was named Cyrus.
我们在 我们看到那个时候有个王波斯王叫塞鲁士。
And the Lord used this Cyrus in a marvelous way to issue this decree.That anybody, any of the Jews in Israel that wanted to return could return, any of the Jews in Babylon who wanted to return to Israel could.
神就很奇妙地用到塞鲁士王来下了一个诏，通告全国说，所有想回耶路撒冷的人都可以回耶路撒冷去。
They were to return to they were to return to Jerusalem with one purpose, to rebuild the house of God.
他们回耶路撒冷只有一个目的，就是为了神的殿。重建 而去
It's a marvelous event here, tremendous event, how this Gentile king says, okay, all of you Jews that want to return to Jerusalem, you're free to go back.
这里有一个很奇妙的一个事件，就是一个外邦人的王，他说你们这些犹太人，你们想回去的，你们都可以自由的回去。
Was this just happenstance or fate?
难道说这只是好像很随机的就发生了吗？
It was all in God's divine plan.
这都是在神圣的计划的当中。
Because 200 years before this, Isaiah had prophesied by name that Cyrus would be used of God as his servant.
因为在这个事情发生的200年以前，以赛亚都已经预言神要用到一个叫塞鲁士的一个王。
If you look at this time, there's a beautiful picture of the validity of prophecy.
你在这里你就看见了一个美妙的一个预言实现的一个图画。
Isaiah was used to prophesy that the Lord would use Cyrus in a mighty way.
以赛亚在那里就神给他这样的一个让他做出一个预言，神要用塞鲁士王。
And also, even before they were taken captive, Jeremiah prophesied, "You'll be taken captive for 70 years."
在他们被掳以前，耶利米也发了一个预言说，你们要被掳70年。
And that's exactly how long they were there.
这就是他们在那个地方整整的七十年。
And also, God had His divine people in the right places.
并且神他让他的圣民在这些不同的地方。
Who was reading the prophet Jeremiah and discovered this 70 years was almost complete?
是谁在那里读耶利米书？他认识到这个七十年的定期已经到了。
It was the prophet Daniel.
先知但以理。
Daniel at that time was captive under Darius and Cyrus.
但以理是在大利乌和塞鲁士的权下。
And many believe that Daniel is the one that actually told Cyrus about these prophecies.
很多人相信是但以理向着塞鲁士讲这件事。
We don't know for sure. Don't anybody take that as absolute.
我们不能很确定的这样讲。
But it seems from the relationship that Daniel had as he served in the royal court that he probably was able to share with Cyrus about these prophecies.
但是我们知道但以理他是在这个王宫里面侍奉的，他和塞鲁士有这样的一个关系，他可能跟他讲到这件事情。
What we see in this is God's plan was perfectly revealed for his people in his word.
我们这样看到的就是神如何把他自己的旨意完美的向他自己的百姓用他的话来启示。
He had told them what was going to be happening.
他已经告诉他们有将来要发生的事情。
Just like he told them earlier that they would be in a foreign land for 400 years as slaves.
就像在更早以前他预言说他们要在一个异国要过四百年。
And then at the fullness of time, Moses led them out.
然后到时期满足的时候，摩西就把他们带出来。
We see the preciousness of the word of God here.
我们看见主的话是何等的宝贵。
Do we ever wonder what's going on in our times?
我们有没有奇怪我们周围，我们的时代发生了什么？
How we need to be in the word more and more in this day.
我们在这样的时代如何的应该更多的进到他的话语的当中。
Searching the scriptures.
我们在他的话里面寻找。
Once talk about the Lord is coming, the Lord is coming.
但我们一再的说，我们的主要再来了，主要再来了。
Are you simply going to listen to a man?
你是听人的话呢？
Or are you going to search the scriptures like a Daniel did?
还是像但以理那样来在他的话里面寻求?
Like others did, and they found out and they touched what was upon God's heart.
他们这样就找到了，然后摸着了神的心。
And the book of Ezra describes what goes on when they went back.
在以斯拉记里面就讲到他们回去以后发生了什么事。
And we don't have time to go over the book of Ezra today.
我们今天没有时间来看以斯拉记。
But in a, you know, I used to remember at WCCC.
我还记得我们的西岸特会。
Lance Lambert, he was famous for this.
兰培德弟兄他非常...
What was one of his favorite sayings? What was one of his favorite sayings?
他说过一个很有名的一句话是什么?
Now in conclusion.
结束的时候。
And then about 20 minutes later, he would say, now in conclusion.
他在20分钟以后他还在说要结束了。
And then a little bit later, he would say, finally.
然后过一阵子他说终于最后。
I'm not going to pull a Lance on you.
但我不要像兰培德弟兄那样。
But as we see how in Ezra, it's a very simple book to divide.
以斯拉记是一个很简单的书，我们可以把它分开来看。
In Ezra chapters 1 through 6, we have what's called the first return, those who wanted to return from Babylon to Jerusalem to build the temple.
看从第一章到第六章是讲到第一次的回归，那些人从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷。
It was a glorious return.
是一个很荣耀的一个回归。
But sadly, it was only a small remnant that returned.
但是难过的就是只是一群，一群人，一小群人。There were several million
Jews in Babylon at this time.
在那个时刻，巴比伦有几百万的以色列人。
They were all free to return.
他们都可以自由的回去。But
only a few.
但是只有很少一部分。Those
that had a heart for the Lord and His interest.
那些对着神的心和神的兴趣，神的目的来感兴趣的。
Even though they were slaves in Babylon,
虽然他们在巴比伦是为奴的,
they had a lot of freedom.
他们有很多的自由。
They could build their own homes, they could have their own businesses.
他们可以建造自己的房屋, 可以来做自己的生意。
They had even their religious activities, they had a synagogue.
他们甚至可以来参与他们的宗教活动, 在他们的会堂的里面。
Very self-centered.
他们都非常的以自我为中心。
What we see had a great contrast for those who were looking out for their own comfortable lives.
我们看见这样的有一个对比, 就是那些为了自己的舒服的生命来,
or those that were willing, or those that, I'm sorry for interrupting, or those that were willing to leave everything behind and go back to Jerusalem for the Lord's sake, for His testimony.
相对而言, 有一些人愿意把一切的放下, 回归到耶路撒冷，为着他，为着他们的主。They
returned to Jerusalem. They rebuilt the altar, and they eventually ended up rebuilding the house of God.
他们回到耶路撒冷，他们建了祭坛，然后最后建了圣殿。And
then in the second part of Ezra, from chapters 7 to 10.
然后在以斯拉记的第二个部分，从第七章到第十章。This
is the second return, and it's under Ezra.
这是以斯拉带领的第二次的回归。And
Ezra returned to beautify the house of God.
以斯拉带人回去来修饰圣殿。There's
no build, it's not, doesn't talk about any building during this.
在那个时候没有再重建了。Because
everything that went on during that second return was dealing with their inner spiritual character.
因为第二次回归的目的是为了让他们对付他们自己的里面的性情。
That first return had to do with the recovery of the truth of the practice of what all that they believed.
第一次的回归是让他们再一次发现他这个实际的实行。
That second return had to do with the recovery of spiritual character.
第二次的回归是为了来恢复他们属灵的性格。
And praise God, in a marvelous way, God did a wonderful work of cleansing and bringing them back to Himself. And there was a testimony on earth, finally.
我们感谢主让他可以在那里做了一个洁净的工作，让重新让他自己的见证在个地上能够彰显出来。
During the other two times that I have responsibility for,
在下面两堂我要讲,
I want us to consider four things that God uses to strengthen the life of His people in through Ezra.
我们看从以斯拉身上看见有四样的东西神用来坚固他的百姓。
And that he could use those, as Ezra as an example, to strengthen his life within us in the days we're living in.
我们用以撒拉做一个样本, 让我们看如何神在我们这个世代来兼顾我们里面他的生命。
As I said, there's a great call of his people for us to return to him in this hour.
在这个时刻有一个极大的呼召, 让我们能够
returning to that place of simplicity and purity of devotion to him.
让我们带着带回到向着他的一个纯一清洁的心。
So may we wake up and be available to him.
愿意我们苏醒过来, 我们能够向他来等候他。
Allow him to use us as he desires.
让他能够用着他的心来对付我。
That we could be a people whose heart are set on his interests, not our interests.
让我们成为那些人可以不放弃我们自己的利益来为着他的利益。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we do thank you for the so great a salvation that you brought upon our lives.
我们谢谢你向着我们的每一个人的生命带来一个何等大的救恩。
And Lord, we do pray that we would have an ear to hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
我们来祈求我们每一个人都有一个受教的耳朵能够听 你像七个教会所说的话,
we would respond in this. It's a very unique and strange hour we're living in.
在我们这样一个特别的一个奇怪的一个时刻, 我们活在这样的一个当中。
Many would say because of the pandemic, there's nothing you can do.
很多人在这里说, 在这个因为这个疫情的缘故, 没有什么你可以做了。
But we're thankful, Lord, you say, but you have a service for us to do in this hour.
但是主我们感谢你因为你向着我们说在这个时刻你也有让我们能够来服侍你。
We want our spirits tuned to your spirit that we would have that ear to hear that we would go when you say go and we would come when you say come.
让我们的心可以来调到你的灵的上面让你说行就行让你说来就来。
And Lord, we do pray for one another. We pray for those that are on the fringes that where the enemy is trying to scatter, you would do a great work of gathering your people together again.
我们也为彼此带到在这样一个当仇敌来让我们分散的这样的一个时刻，你来做收敛、收聚的工作。
By name we pray, Amen.
奉你的名祷告，Amen.